terrible student as a high school student. I was late to class. I missed assignments. You know, when it really counted, I tried to get it done, and I put in a lot of effort. You know, in my math classes, in my science classes, and I loved all the subjects, but I wasn't a really responsible student until I got to college, and then I finally kicked it into gear. I think my mom would know better how I got interested in science than, because as far back as I can remember, you know, I was always interested in just trying to understand things and, you know, how things work, you know, whether it was just like how water moved around a bathtub or anything. I was interested in it, and at some point I realized that I was going to be a scientist, but I didn't really even know what that was, and I was just going to major in every single scientific discipline that there was. Ultimately, I think that the reason that I came into science was just the questions that you got to ask. You got to ask anything at all that you wanted to, it seemed like. And the ideas that you could explore, especially in things like quantum mechanics and just the really far out things, just were so exciting that, that I had to end up going that way. I guess the reason I like science is the same reason that I got into science. It's just you get to explore any idea that you want to, and the ideas that you get to explore are so much more amazing than you ever would have guessed. You know, when you start thinking about science when you're young, you know, you're introduced to, like, you know, things sliding down planes, or, you know, poking frogs with, you know, electrodes. And then, as you go farther and farther, it turns out that the things that you learn are way more interesting and amazing than you ever would have ever speculated. And then you get to spend all of your time trying to figure those things out. It's pretty remarkable. Science matters. I mean, if somebody comes up to me and says, you know, why should they learn science? I think that, you know, everybody should learn science, because so many questions that matter in our lives are actually scientific questions right now. You know, if we're talking about how much pollution should we allow, or how much plutonium should we allow, or anything like that, these are scientific questions that ultimately affect your lives, because you either pay for it or you feel the consequences. So I think everybody should know science, because those questions are real and important for everybody. I think the best advice for students is just to remember, as you're learning things, that you have no idea what's relevant at the end of the day. Like, the things that have allowed me to do interesting work in my career up to this point aren't actually necessarily the things where I spent all of my time learning them in a class. It was a subject that seemed kind of maybe irrelevant, you know, learning something about astrophysics, or learning something, or learning a particular mathematical trick that, you know, wasn't actually part of my class. But then later on, you find out that the ability to draw connections and draw on all of this additional knowledge allows you to be a much more interesting science, I think, a much more interesting person. But yeah, I would say just learn as much as you possibly can about as many possible things you can, because you think you know what it is that you're going to go and do, but you don't. It's going to be something totally different, so give yourself that breath to really succeed at anything. I guess if I had one thing that I could say to high school students, it's that, you know, it gets better. Science just gets better. You know, the things that you learn about when you are in high school are just scratching the surface of what's out there. And I think that if I had only ever learned about, if the only things I had known about physics when I was in high school and middle school were the things that I had learned in classes, and I had great teachers, mind you, and they were wonderful, but if the only things I had known were the things that I learned in the class, maybe I wouldn't have gone into science. But it was because I got to find out about all the things that were coming, about the quantum mechanics, about the expansion of the universe, about, you know, all these incredible things that drew me in. And so the thing that I would say to high school students is, it's really remarkable. It's an amazing subject. You have no idea, and if you stick with it, it really pays off. It's more exciting than you can possibly imagine.